Hi, and welcome to this demo of the Bristol Braille Technology Knut 360. And by the way, the word Knut, or the product name Knut, is C-A-N, N for Nelly, U-T-E. So Bristol Braille Technology Knut 360. And of course, the reason why it's called 360 is because there's 9 lines of 40-cell refreshable Braille display in this multi-line unit. So very, very cool. So first of all, I'm going to give you a physical description of the Knut itself, and then we'll stick an SD card in the unit and we'll have a bit of a play with some Braille books. Okay, so the physical layout of the Knut, as I said, it's a 9-line, 40-cell refreshable Braille display. And the top surface is exactly what I've just said, 9 lines of refreshable Braille. And next to each line of Braille, you have a button. And that's a little sort of triangular button with a little pointer. And then again, to the left of that little arrow, you've got Braille numbers going from 1 down to 9 in Braille. And then coming back up to the Braille number 1, which is to the left of the actual Braille display line number 1, you've got a round button, and that's labeled capital H for help, and that's context sensitive help. So you can get context sensitive help wherever you are in the Knut if you get stuck, and I'll definitely be showing you how to do that when we have a play with the actual unit. And then if I come right down the bottom under the number 9, we have the number 0. To the right of that number, Braille 0, we have a square button. Now, each of these buttons can be used in different ways. So, for example, the help button's pretty obvious. The numbers 1 to 9 and 0 are used to actually put in a page number to jump to or a bookmark to jump to in the Knut. So that's actually really, really handy. Up the top right-hand side of the Knut, on the front face at the top, we've got the name of the actual unit. And in Braille, it's all capitals BBT, Braille Bristol Technology, and then capital Knut, and then the numbers 360, of course, with a number sign in front of it. Down the bottom middle, just below the 9th Braille line, are 3 labels in Braille. And the left one is back, the middle one is menu, and the right one is forward. Now, if I take my finger to the top surface on the front of the Knut, and it says back, if I take my finger over that to the front of the unit, I've got a nice big rectangular button. And of course, that's the back button. If I come to the menu on the top surface and bring my finger over and down a little bit onto the front face of the Knut, that's the menu button. And then you guessed it, if I take my finger now over to the right, to the forward label on the top surface, tap my finger over and down to the front face, that's my forward button, and they're all rectangular buttons. So that's the top surface of the actual unit. And by the way, this unit feels very, very solid. It's aluminium right around it. It's a good solid machine. You really don't want to sit this thing on your lap. It's 2.8 kilos, so it's quite heavy. You can do that if you want to. But in the manual, it does advise you that you use it on a desk and somewhere safe, because it is a reasonably heavy unit. And while we're talking about weight, just let me give you some dimensions of this system. It's 30 centimeters wide, front to back, so length is 19 centimeters, and the depth from the top face to the bottom is 4 centimeters. If I come to the back of the Knut on the right-hand side, we have a button, and that's the power button. Now, this power button sticks out a reasonable amount. I just wish that button was a lot more recessed in, because at the moment it really does protrude a fair bit. But anyway, to the left of that, we have the power port socket, and of course that's where you plug the mains power in to the actual Knut, and of course into a wall socket to power the unit. So it's mains powered, it's not battery operated, okay? So you can't use it in a portable manner. So the rest of the back of the unit is actually completely free. So is the right-hand side. We've already covered the front panel because that has the back menu and the forward buttons on it. And then the left-hand side, coming from the back to the front, we have a USB-B type port. And if you can't quite remember what those are, remember those Canon scanners and so on that had that square port that you could connect the scanner to your PC? Well, that's what a USB-B port feels like. And that's going to be used to connect the commute perhaps as a refreshable braille display to a computer. And I haven't seen this mentioned anywhere, but I'd also like the fact to be able to copy files directly from a computer to the actual Knut, of course using the Knut as a storage device. So come back to the USB-B port. If I come forward to that, I've got two USB-A type ports, and of course they're to stick a USB stick into, which would have your books on it, either your BRF files or your PEF files. And then if I come forward slightly, and this is probably the middle of the actual unit, right down the bottom edge, you've got an SD card slot. When you put the card in the SD slot, make sure that the teeth of the card are facing up, not down. Okay, so that's the orientation that the card needs to be in. And if I keep coming forward, there's a 3.5 mil headphone jack, and that's not currently used. And then finally, on the left-hand side, we have a HDMI port, because you can plug the Knut into a screen if you want to look what's happening with the system on a screen. And if I pick the unit off the table, he says, it's amazing how solid 2.8 kilos feels. We actually have three rubber feet going across the back of the unit, and we have three rubber feet going across the front of the unit underneath. And of course, as far as servicing the unit's concerned, you have to get it serviced by a qualified technician. All right, so let me grab my SD card here. Now, there's a bit of a trick to this, because I wish this was explained when I first started reading a book. Because if I stick in a USB stick, and let's say I'm reading Harry Potter, and I'm reading away, and then I turn the unit off, and then I turn the unit back on again, my book reading position will not be saved, because to save your reading book position, you actually have to have an SD card in the unit. When I did actually read the manual, it did point out that fact, but I just wish that was a bit obvious to start off with when you first started using the Knut, because as far as I know, most people don't read their manual. They just start playing with the device. So that's a bit of a trick tip for you to start up with. So what I've actually done at the moment, I've actually got all my books on the SD card, because then number one, I don't have to worry about a USB stick sticking out the side of the Knut, and number two, I've got my books and my bookmarks for my books and my reading position all on one item, which is all on one device, which is the SD card. So I'm going to grab my SD card, like I said, and I've got the teeth facing up, and I'm just going to put it in a slot, because my desk is fairly busy. Trying to get to the bottom of the Knut and put the SD card in is a little bit of a pain, because the slot's quite close to the actual desk. It's a little bit painful to get in. All right, so now I heard the click. All right, so here we go. I'm going to press the power button, which I said was the button on the right hand side of the back. So I'm going to press it in now, release it, and then we've got the top line flashing up. This does it about 10 times. And then what it's doing, it's now clearing off the last file that was displayed on the braille display, and it's just clearing all the braille cells or the braille lines. And now it's paused. Now I'm going to keep the actual recording going, because this particular part, after it's refreshed the braille display lines, it then sits here for about 50 seconds. So I'll just let that actually time itself out, so to speak. And by the way, this braille feels like signage braille. So if you've ever read braille on, say, the Orbit or the Braille Me, then that's what the braille feels like. And here we go. Now what it's going to do, it's going to refresh its line again, even though there's nothing there. And I can actually put my fingers and I can actually feel the mechanical system move for each of the lines. It's now down to line 9 now. That's finished. And now what it's going to do, it's going to now display the page of the last Braille file that I was reading, which was actually the Commute 360 manual that I downloaded from Bristol Braille Technology. And by the way, the website for that is bristolbraille.co.uk. And of course, all lines of Braille are full because I'm reading the manual. Now, there's a fair good space in between each line. So my fingertip quite easily fits in between each line, so that's more of your space. If you want to go to the Bristol Braille website, you can read all about the spacing in between the lines and the dots and that sort of stuff. By the way, the pins are actually plastic. They're not sharp to read, but you definitely notice a difference. When I go from my Cube Braille to the Canute, it's definitely a more solid feeling to read the signage type Braille than I would normally read on my Cube Braille. The trick with reading Braille on the Canute is when you get down to line 7, when I press the forward button, what the Canute's going to start doing, it's going to start filling in the next page from line 1, then line 2, then line 3. So by the time you have read 7, 8, and 9, then you'll pretty much be able to go back up the top of the page and keep reading. If I take my fingers down to 7, and I'm going to press the forward button now. Okay, so each line now is being updated from the top to the bottom. But I've still got line 7, line 8, and line 9 there. Now take my fingers back up. And there we go. So now I can actually start reading. So I come down to line 7, and of course what I'm doing is I'm taking my finger down the left-hand side where I've got the numbers 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Let me press the forward button. So now it's actually displaying each line. Okay, and I can keep reading, and when I get down to line 7 again, I'm going to press the forward button. Take my finger up the top of the screen, and it's already updated the first line, so I can start reading. That's line 1. That's line 2. Line 3. Line 4 is blank. Line 5, getting started. That's line 6. That's line 7. So now I'm going to press the forward button. That's line 8 that I'm reading. That's line 9 that I'm reading. Now I take my fingers to the top of the screen, the first line, and that's the first line read, and the second line, third line, fourth line, fifth line, sixth line, seventh line, and then forward button, eighth line, ninth line is blank. Take my fingers to the first line again. That's already been updated. Start reading. That's first line. Second line. Third line. Fourth line, etc. So you can really tell that you can actually just keep reading continuously. And when I was reading Harry Potter on the weekend, I was literally just going from page to page continuously. Because like I said, when I get to line 7, I know that I'm pretty safe. I can keep reading 7, 8, and 9, and those lines won't be updated as soon as I press the forward button. I can quite happily go back to line 1 at the top and keep reading as the Canute refreshes each line with the new Braille page. And speaking of Braille pages, each page in the Canute is 9 lines by 40 cells. It's not 25 lines of Braille by, 40 or 42 cells. It's 9 lines by 40. So, for example, the user manual, the Canute user manual, is actually 60 Canute Braille pages. So that's reading a Braille file. So to get to the actual menu of the Commute and get to other files, I'm now going to press the menu button in the middle. And by the way, I'm not going to press the back button at the moment because the back button's pretty obvious. It takes you back to the previous page. All right, pressing the menu button. So at the top on the Braille display number 1 line, it says Canute 360 manual, because that's what I was currently reading. And It's got a long line of dashes. Now, by the way, this is a 6-dot braille display. So it's got a line of dashes, and it's got 13/60, which means I've now read to page 13 of 60 Knut pages. And by the way, next to that line, of course, I know I'm on line one because if I tap my finger across the left-hand side, I can feel the number one. So then below that on line two, I've got go to page. So I can press it to jump to a page, which I'll do in a minute. If I keep coming down, I've got on the fifth line, number five, I've got insert bookmark at cursor page. Now, at the moment, if I press that now, so I'm going to press five now, nothing happens, all right? So that's enhancements that's going to happen in a future review, but that's not currently available. So it'd be nice to know that your bookmark actually worked at your current reading position. So then line six is choose from existing bookmark. So again, if I set a bookmark, that would work beautifully. And then line eight, and this is what I always use all the time when I go to these menus. Line eight is view system menu, and line nine is view library menu. Okay, so while we're at this particular screen, the menu screen, I'm going to go back up to the top, and I'm going to go to number two on the line, which is go to page. So I'm going to press number two now, and that's the button, that little triangular pointing arrow to the right next to the braille number two. So I'm going to press that now. All right, so on the braille display, to keep wanting to say screen, it's because it's nine lines. So line one says enter page number using the side buttons. Line two says Knut 360 manual. Line three says go to page number. Number four says please confirm by pressing forward. Line five says undo by pressing back. Line six says to go back to book, press middle button, of course, which is the menu button, and then that's it. So the rest of the line 7, 8, 9 are blank. All right, so I want to go to a page number, and if I come down to line two, which is Knut 360 manual, right over to the right, I can read again that I'm on page 13 of 60. So I'm going to put in page 10, for example. I didn't mention this before, but I'm going to do it now. When I said it says go to page number, if I go over to the right, it's got 0/60, all right, because I'm currently on page 13 of 60. But what will happen is when I start entering the numbers, that 0 to the left of the slash will update to what numbers I'm currently putting in. So if I want to jump to page 10, I'm going to put in number 1, which is the button to the right of the braille 1. That was 1. Now on that line where it said 0/60, it said go to page number. It now says 1/60. And if I come down and put a 0 in, now says 10/60, and to jump to page 10, I'm now just going to press the forward button. Updated all line lines, and I started reading that straight away. That's gone back into the manual, so I'm now going to press my menu button again. So we've got Knut 360 manual. Now it actually says I'm on page 10 of 60, which is correct. Further down, we've got insert bookmark at current page, choose from existing bookmarks, view system menu, and so on. I did set a bookmark, so I'm going to do choose from existing bookmark, which is number 6. I'm going to press the button next to the 6. At the top of the first braille line, it says bookmarks, Knut 360 manual 1/1, which means it's page 1 of 1 because you could have lots and lots of bookmarks. I've got start of book, and I've got page 13, and then I've got end of book. So I've currently got 3 bookmarks. So I can jump to the beginning, jump to the end, or go to page 13. So I'm going to press page 13, which just happens to be on number 3. It's going to press that button. And of course, I'm reading as it's updating each of those lines. That works very nicely. Now, so let me go back into the menu again. And just to press the menu button. And yes, if it's not clear yet, it's updating each line. All the lines don't appear at once. Each line updates as it brings it onto the actual 9 lines. So we've done go to page. We've done insert bookmark at current page. We've done choose from existing bookmark. And then the two final ones, we've got view system menu and view library menu. So let's do view system menu. That's number 8. Pressing the button. And coming to the top, because it's already updated it already, it says system menu 1 of 1. So it's one page. Number 2, which is line 2, also number 2 button, is shutdown. Line 3 is backup log to USB stick. Line 4 is select language and code. And then if I keep reading down to line 8, it's release, and this is the build number 1.3.19. And then number 9 is serial number, blah, blah, blah. Let's choose select language and code. So that's number 4. So I'm going to press the button to the right of the brown number 4. And to the third line one, so we've got language, English UEB grade 2, and then we've got 1/2. And then line 2 is 1 is 1, English UEB grade 2. Line 3 is 2, English UEB grade 1. All right, so we've got grade 2 and grade 1. So I'm currently reading in grade 2 at the moment, so I'm going to press line 3's button. Because on line 3 it says 2 English UEB grade 1, so I'm going to press that now. Now going back to the main menu screen where it's got Knut 360, go to page, insert bookmark at current page, choose from existing bookmarks, view system menu, and view library menu. It's really weird. I find it really hard to read uncontracted braille. So I was pausing a bit. It's like, what's that? All right. So I want to put myself back in grade 2. So I'm going to come down to line 8 and press the button for view system menu and put myself back in grade 2 braille. And of course, grade 1 or grade 2, whatever you're in, will actually be in that format when you're reading the Braille file, of course. All right, so system menu, select language and code, which is number 4. Press the button to the right of the 4. And grade 2, so I'm going to press the button. And I'm back to the main menu. So Knut 360 manual, go to page, beautiful. That's all in grade 2 or contracted braille, as I still call it. Beautiful. And while we're sitting on this menu, let's say I'm completely lost about what I can do now. Let me press the help button, which I haven't pressed yet. And that, of course, is the capital H for help above the braille number 1. And that's the one where I said it has the round button to the right of it. So I'm going to press help now. And of course, I can start reading straight away. This is the main menu. From the main menu, you can access the library, insert a bookmark, return to bookmark that was previously placed within a file, or navigate to a page within a book. You can select an item from the main menu by pressing the triangular line select button, which I like to call an arrow, to the left of the menu item on the display. And of course, the way to keep reading through these context help menus is to keep pressing the forward button, which I've just done now. And I can just keep reading for the context sensitive help. And to come out, I'm just going to press the menu button. Then I'm back to page 13 of the Knut user guide. All right, so I pressed that context sensitive help when I was in the menu. What if I press it when I'm actually reading a book? So I'm going to press the help again now, context sensitive help. That's what it does, the first line. So within Knut 360, you can read files in Braille, move within a file using three large control buttons on the front panel of the Knut. Press the large button to the right of center on the front panel labeled forward to move forward one page within this help file. All right, I'll do that now. Press the large button to the left of center labeled back to move back one page within a file, similar to turning the page in a physical book. So it really does give you a lot of information, which is really, really good. All right, so I'm going to return to my book again by pressing the menu button. So let me just press the back button because I haven't done that yet. So I'm going to press back now to go back to the previous page. And by the way, this is a properly formatted file for the Knut. So on the right-hand side of line one, it actually says 12, as in page 12. Because if you use things like RoboBraille, Braille Blaster, and Duxbury, you can actually export a BRF file to be the right formatted file for the Knut, i.e. 9 lines, 40 cells. All right, let's do the final thing that I haven't done yet, and that's actually access the library, as in my other books that I've got on my SD card here. Let me bring up the library. So again, I'm going to go press the menu button in the middle, front panel. And by the way, the noise you're hearing out of the Knut, well, I've tried to make sure that the noise you're getting is exactly the same sound that I get sitting here in the room. I haven't turned the mic up or anything. This is just the level of sound that you're getting out of the Knut. And I must say, when you start using this, you do get used to the level of noise. It's not overbearing. It sounds probably a little bit noisy on the recording, but when you're using it in real life, it really isn't that bad. All right, so on that menu one again, on top of the thing, it tells me what file I'm in. It says Knut 360 manual. And of course, again, we've got go to page, insert bookmark at current page, choose from existing bookmark, and then right down the bottom that I always remember, line 8 is view system menu, line 9 is view library menu. So I'm going to press the button to the right of 9, and I'm going to get the library, which is on my SD card. So at the top, it actually says I'm on line 1, library menu, --, one of two pages, so 1/2. And there's a couple of files I've downloaded from the Vision Australia Library. And so I've got 101 Ways to Use Braille, 1984, which is by George Orwell, of course. And then I've got the Calendar 2020, which is a sample file for using on the Knut, which I'll do that in a minute. And then I've got Knut 360 by Bristol Braille, and that's just a page to telling you about who's produced the Knut. And that's the file that comes up automatically if you don't have an SD card in or you haven't read a book before. That file comes up automatically. And then I've got Knut 360 manual. And then I've got a file which is really interesting. It's got for cleaning and testing the Knut. Because what it does, every time you go to a new page, it makes the different lines of Braille cells come up. And I'll show you that after I show you the calendar and another file. And then we'll do the test one. That's really cool, that one. And then I've got Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets. Harry Potter and the Cursed Child. That was line 9, so I'm going to press forward. And I go to the top. It's already updated. It says library --, 2/2. So I'm on the second page of my library. Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone. Learning about electricity. Never fail recipes with Braille. And that's it. The rest of the lines are blank because it's how many files I've got. All right, so I'm going to press the back button back to page 1. It's updating, and I'm going to press the button on the calendar, and that's line 4. So I'm going to press the button to the right of the braille number 4. Now, this is where the Knut really comes into its own too, because so far we've just been reading general braille, textbooky, manual, novel things. This calendar course is in tabular format. So one of the strengths about the Knut is when you read things like music braille, tabular information, that sort of stuff, because everything's in context on the 9 lines, it really is lovely. So here on the Knut now, on line 1, it says January 2020, and to the right, it says M1, as in month 1. And then if I read across on line 2, I've got the headings of Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then a WK for week. And by the way, the words for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, etc., they're all abbreviated. So I've got MON, Chew, Wed, Thew, Fry, Set, Sun. So for January 2020, if I come across, say, to Wednesday, I've got week 1, week 2, which is 8, January 8, week 3, which is 15. And what I'm doing is I've got one finger on one end of the line, which has got number 3 under the column for week. And then I've got my other finger on 15 under Wednesday. So if I come right down the bottom onto line, where am I, 7, it's got 28, and that's week 5, which is pretty cool. So let's say I want to go to June. So I'm just going to press my forward key, what's that, 6, 5 times? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Excuse me, coffee. There we go, we're on June 2020. So I am on, what day is it I'm doing this recording? I'm on Monday. So let me go to Monday column. So I've got 1, 8, 15, 22. Beautiful. And if I skip over to the right-hand column, I can see I'm on week 26. Beautiful. And if I go back to the top line and read over to the right where it said June 2020, I can see that I'm on the 6th month because it says M6. So this calendar works really nicely. I love the way the calendar works on the Knut, and really, really nice. So far, we've accessed the manual, which is not particularly exciting. We've done the context help, and we've now read a calendar. Let me just go and read a book for the sake of it. So I'm going to press my menu button. And of course, it's now updating the whole thing, so line 1 tells me what current file I'm in, which is calendar 2020, and that's 13 pages, and it tells me I'm on page 12 of 13. So the usual stuff, go to page, insert bookmark, blah, blah, blah. I don't need line 8 or button 8 because that's view system menu. Number 9 is view library, which is always going to be the same. So pressing the button next to the 9, and I can always start reading at the top, library menu. 101 ways to learn braille, 984, calendar, Knut 360, Knut for cleaning, Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets. Let's use that one. So pressing 8, or button 8. And I can start reading the braille. So we've got Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets, J.K. Rowling, dash, 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 in 4 volumes, volume 1, pressing the forward button. Chapter 1-5, print page 1-67, published ISBN, transcribed in July 2000, forward button. Ah, IVIB Library, there we go. That used to be IVIB, now it's actually Vision Australia. Copyright, telephone, fax, email. All right, let's see what happens when I turn the commute off and turn it back on again. We should be able to come back to our current reading position. So I'm going to do that now. I'm going to press the power off button at the back. I just pushed it in once. And it says, please wait. Now it's clearing all the lines. Done. Still got please wait, dot, dot, dot. And there it goes, it's off. All right, let's turn it back on again, pressing the power button in. That's how clunk, clunk sounds as it refreshes line one or does something with line one. Explain, now it's all cleared off the page now, the whole nine lines. I was going to say screen again, wasn't I? Okay, so it's sitting there having a bit of a think for, again, 50 seconds. Now, the unit does get fairly warm, but it doesn't really overheat too much. It's actually cold here on the Central Coast because it's currently winter in Australia. I'm doing this demo, and I've got the air conditioner turned off currently, so it's not too noisy, and it's quite nice because it's actually just a gentle warm feeling coming out of the unit. All right, here we go. It's going to refresh each line. It's now that line 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9. Now it's doing it again. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Now it's updating all the rest of the lines. Beautiful. So it's kept my reading position. Lovely. Right, that works very nicely indeed. All right, let me show you one final thing. So I'm going to press the menu button because I want to show you that really cool cleaning file, which Makely really, which really tests out the pins on the system. So right down the bottom to number 9, which is View Library, pressing the button. And I want the file that says for cleaning and testing Knut. So that's number 7 in my library at the moment. So I'm going to press the button to the right of number 7. So I've still got the bottom part of the menu and the rest of it's going up. All right, so at the moment, what it's done, it's put all the top dots on for C. So dots 1 and 4. Remember, this is a 6-cell braille display. So I've got 9 lines of C, 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 C going right across the display. If I press my forward button, I've now got middle C, dots 2 and 5, each line of that, 9 lines. Pressing my forward button again. And you guessed it, I've now got dash, 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 dash going clockwise each line with dots 3 and 6. So here how I said that this really does work out each of the braille dots in each cell because it really makes it work across the whole line. So I'm going to press forward again. And this time we've got G's rank right across each line, and of course that's dots 1, 2, 4, and 5. And then we're going to have lower G's, aren't we? So I press forward again, and we do have lower G's going right across again, 9 lines of it. So of course that's dots 2, 3, 5, and 6. And I press the forward button again. We've now got a really cool one, which is actually the letter X going right across. So of course that's dots 1, 4, 3, and 6. And pressing forward again, this is all 6 dots. Pressing forward again. And this is all now blank lines. So the whole surface of the actual Knut now is actually blank. Pressing forward again, and that's it. All right. So if I can, I can definitely press back to go back, back, back. But let's be nice. Let's use the menu button. And I want to read down to go to page. So I'm going to press number 2. And I can tell that I'm on page 8 of 8. So my go to page number currently says 0/8. So I'm going to go to page 1. I'm going to press the button next to the 1, bra 1. Now it says 1/8. I'm going to press my forward button. And then I've got my CCCs on the screen. Dots 1 and 4 for each line. Now, by the way, if you make a mistake when you put your page number in, let me just do it now for you. I'll put it in the menu. I'll press the menu button. All right, so let me press on go to page. So that's number 2. Okay, so I've got 0/8. So I think, I'll go to page 8. I'll put that in now. So I put in 8. And I think, what did that for? So if I press the back button, so it's now got 0/8. And that'll work for multiple numbers. All right, so if I put in the wrong number, I can use the back button to go back and clear it. Remember when I said if you don't have any media plugged in to the actual unit, like no, as in no USB stick or SD card, it comes up with that default Braille file, which was the Knut file. So what I'm going to do, I'm actually going to go to the system menu and close it down via the system menu rather than the button. So I'm going to press the menu button. And remember, number 8 is where it's going to say the system menu. I'm going to press that now. And number 2 was shut down, so I'm going to press that straight away. And it's now closing down the machine. It says, please wait, ... The rest of the lines are gone. And line 1 where it says, please wait, ... has just gone down. Beautiful. All right, so I'm going to pop out my SD card. Here we go. You can hear the spring-loaded pop it out. I'm just going to leave it physically in the slot. It's not connecting though. Let me take it right out. There we go. All right, so I can turn the unit back on again, pressing the power button at the back. There's our click for line 1. Okay, it's clearing off the last page where, you know, we had shut down from the system menu and so on. It's clearing it off the file display. And that's now all gone. And now it's going to have a bit of a sit and think for about 50 seconds. Now, I'm assuming what that's doing, it's probably because that's clearing the buffer. I'm assuming because the Raspberry Pi inside it's starting up, it's obviously doing other little magical things inside. Now, I should say in Australia, Quantum Technology is the people that actually sell the Knut in Australia. So that's line 1, line 2, line 3, line 4, line 5, line 6, line 7. And these are all being refreshed when they're blank. That's line 9 done. And then it's now going back to line 9 again. Sorry, line 1, line 2, 3, 4, 5, I don't know why it does it twice for, 6, 7, 8, 9, and now it's going to do that default Braille file that I was talking about before. So the default Braille file comes up and says, Knut 360 by Bristol Braille Technology, that's on line 1. Line 3, it says, Bristol Braille Technology is a not-for-profit, line 4, organization dedicated to serving the Braille reading community. And then down the bottom a bit more, line 7, founded in 2011, registered in the United Kingdom, line 8, with the regulator of community interest companies, company number 7518101. All right, so if I try and move anywhere, that's not going to happen because there's no more pages. It's just the default page. So I press my menu button. So it's brought up the fact that I'm on the files called Canute 360 by Bristol Braille Technology, page 1 of 1. Go to page number, insert bookmark at current page, choose from existing bookmarks, and then right down the bottom, the 2 and the 8 and the 9 are view system menu, because then you can change your grade of braille, shut the machine down, and view library menu, which if I press it... We've got library menu, and they've got Commute 360 Bristol Braille, which is the file we've just been reading. And then we do have an internal file, which is for cleaning and testing Canute. So that's the two files that are built into the firmware. So if I do that number 2 now for the testing file for the Canute, that's the file that brings up those really cool, is it 8 pages of, you know, upper C, middle C, lower C, upper G, lower G, etc., etc. The really cool braille stuff. I'm just going to put that SD card back in and line it up on the bottom here again. Push it in. What I've been doing when I've been testing this unit, I've effectively been leaving it on all day. It hasn't overheated. The whatever file I've been viewing has just stayed up on the braille display. Nothing's actually happened with it. It's just stayed there. If I accidentally take the power out, which I've just done now, I've still got the braille on the screen because that's the last thing the machine did. So it's actually not on, but the braille is still raised up on the braille display. So I'm going to put the power back on. Plugged it back in again. All right, now I'm going to press the power button. Okay, and straight away it's already cleared the braille display, and now it's gone back to the normal startup sequence. So it's got the flashing line one. And I probably didn't say this before, but it does it about 10 times on line one. Now, as far as operating temperature is concerned, there's the last file that it's displayed. It's going buffered and being cleaned on the screen. As far as operating temperature is concerned, it's recommended that this machine runs between 10 degrees Celsius and 25 degrees Celsius. I keep my house in wintertime here on the Central Coast, New South Wales in Australia, around about 22 degrees Celsius, and I haven't had any problem. Here's with the refresh rich line, we'll do that twice. I haven't had any problems using the device at all. Hasn't overheated, hasn't done anything, and I mainly just leave the machine on all the time. I've never really turned it off. When I want to read a document, I just take the SD card out, go and put some more files in it from my computer, pop it back into the SD slot, and off I go again. So that's the second lot of refreshing the braille display. Still flat. And then here comes the book that I was reading. All right, so let me just press the menu button, and I'm going to go back in and choose the manual that I was reading before. And I'm going to wait to... view library comes down, number 9, pressing the button. Now, this has been a bit of a long demo than I normally do with a machine taking a little bit of while to do different things, but I just really wanted to give you a sense of using the Canute over a period of time, not just a short, quick, this is what it does demo. This is actually me really using the device. All right, what else I was going to do? Oh, I was going to access the actual manual. So... where am I? That's number 60. So yeah, I've got to get, because the actual default file, which comes up if you don't have an SD card in it, is called Canute 360 by Bristol Braille. And the manual is Canute 360 manual. All right. So, and I just double checked on the side because the sort of the promo document file says 1 of 1, so one page, whereas the manual says I was currently reading on page 12 of 60. So that's the manual. So that's sometimes how I remind myself. So pressing number 6, the button to the right of the number 6 in the braille line. And to be nice to myself, what page am I on? I'm on page 12. Let me press the back button 12 times quickly and see if it goes back to page 1. Okay, so 1... 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Not too bad. It's gone back to page 3. So let me just press it twice more. Press the back button. Yeah, one more. And there we go. Commute 360 User Guide Introduction. Thank you for purchasing Commute 360 from Bristol Braille Technology, the world's first multi-line e-reader. Commute 360 features a 9-line display, with each line comprising of 40 cells of Braille. Commute 360 is compatible with BRF and I can hit 4 to keep reading. Now, one thing that I haven't showed you how to do is if I hold that 0 key in, which I'm doing now, I've just refreshed the current Braille display line. So it's going to clear all the lines first. So 7's gone, line 8's gone, line 9's gone. Okay, it's all clear. And now it should redo from the line at the top again. And, oh, it's going to do it twice, okay? That's what it does, I guess, when it starts up, doesn't it? So where's my tummy going? Jeez. Oh, here we go. Community 360 User Manual Introduction. Thank you for purchasing. Yep, beautiful. So that refresh is really a good refresh. It's refreshing all the 9 lines twice and then bringing up the file that you were just viewing. So that works beautifully. I almost don't want to stop playing with this device on this demo because it really is a joyful machine to use. If you want more information on it, as I said almost in the beginning of this demo, if you go to bristolbraille.co, as in co.uk, as I said, Quantum Technology is the distributor who currently sells it in Australia. And of course, they're a company of Vision Australia itself. And of course, you can ring up Vision Australia to also find more information about the Commute 360. So I guess my final word is, I guess, to me, this is almost like having an embosser, because it almost sounds like an embosser in a way, that's permanently available for you to read any BRF or PEF file. And as I said earlier on, this is why I tend to leave this running all the time, because anytime I want to check a Braille file, I just whack it on an SD card, whack it in the Commute and start reading. Very, very nice. But anyway, I will stop now this demo because it's been going on for a while. And as I say in all my other podcasts, thank you for listening and bye for now.